I want to see some shoes, please. Walking shoes, yes, walking shoes. Low heels, black walking shoes. Low heels, yes. Yes, I'll sit here, thank you. Oh, you can't wait on me here. Very well, I'll sit here. I don't mind at all where I sit. I sit in all sorts of places across the day. I just had my lunch in a little restaurant on 42nd Street and sat in a huckleberry pie. What size? Oh, quite a large pie, judging by the portion on my chair. Well, I've been in restaurants where they serve coleslaw on the side, but it's the first time I've ever had huckleberry pie on the hip. So they gave me money for a new gown, and that's why I'm buying shoes. What size do I take? Well, there's no need of telling the whole store. Measure my foot to that sliding thing. No. Oh, look out. Don't tickle, please. I have a very sensitive soul. Stop that. Young man, you may be on your knees to women most of the time, but you needn't expect them to fall for you. Haven't you got my size yet? Yes. Black walking shoes, low heels, dull kid, thank you. Oh, how do you do, Mr. Oh, well, now, isn't that foolish of me? I know your name just as well. Oh, of course. Mrs. Bottomley Upwards, how are you? That's fine. And Mrs. Bottomley Upwards, that's Bully. And what are you doing in the baby shoe department? Buying articles with you? Oh, that's your little daughter, is that so? Is she still a flapper? Such a sweet girl, so clever. Not a bit like you, is she? She's more like what I imagine your wife might have been many years ago. You're sending her to a what? A finishing school. Where? Paris or Hollywood? Well, I don't suppose it matters much, does it? If she's taking you off to go with me, she's just about finished anyhow. Oh, here's my young man back again. What? Something special? I haven't got special feet. I want black walking shoes with no heels and dull kids. Can't you understand, you little L kid? People must have said it to you so often. Now, don't look pleased. Run along. It's only another of my little jokes. You know, Mr. Upwood, it's funny. People say I'm a born comic, but of course I can't realize it because I'm so serious-minded. Honestly, I love all of those morbid plays. You know, George Bernard Shaw and those ones from the French that start in the bedroom and end in the river. You know, the real deep ones, deep and slow. Yes, I think it's wonderful to go to a play or a concert and see that it's all right over your head. And however much you try, you never understand that there are letters or words. Here comes the dull kid back again. It's a good name for him, isn't it? My goodness, look what he's got this time. Red satin new. I asked him the dull kid walking to, and he's bringing me red satin new. There's no kitchen those new for me, young man. What? Ball slippers. Did I ask you for ball slippers? Do I look like Cinderella? I say, do I look like Cinderella? Did you never hear of Cinderella? Who went to the ball and flopped her dropper, a slipper, slipper? Oh, dear. I mean, slipper, slipper, oh, gracious. You've got me so pushed from looking at you. I can't talk straight. Miss Ruffin, I hand the dull kid over to you. What? You know him well. He's your what? Your son. My goodness, how awful. Please forgive me. But then I find whenever I bring you a shoe store, I always put my foot in everything. So sorry. Goodbye.